Well, after Kent's introduction, I wish I had planned something a bit more dramatic for all of you this morning. But I think I'm in the clear for now. I think I'll make it. Yeah. For many years, when my husband was a child, his family would decorate the Christmas tree together, and his father was responsible for the pickle. That's the pickle ornament. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with this tradition. Anyone familiar with the pickle ornament tradition? I have one hand, two. Great, a few. All right. The tradition, some back there too. The tradition goes that the pickle ornament is hidden deep within the boughs of the tree, and the first child to find the pickle in the tree on Christmas morning would receive an extra present. This tradition supposedly has German roots, but just a cursory web search reveals the ambiguous origins of this tradition. Apparently, no one from Germany has actually ever heard of this whole pickle ornament thing. And the emergence of the ritual coincides suspiciously with a Woolworth campaign to sell imported glass ornaments from Europe in the 1890s. Regardless of its origins, the tradition of waking up early on Christmas morning to go searching for the green pickle came to be a treasured one in my husband's childhood home. We all have stories of traditions that define a particular aspect of our lived experience, traditions whose origins may be vague, but that nonetheless fill our memories. Eventually, as my husband and his sister grew up and became adults, the Christmas pickle tradition faded, and other more age-appropriate rituals emerged. Tradition is the spiritual theme of the month here at USG. And indeed, as we move into this time of both secular and religious holidays, we engage in all sorts of traditions. Those familiar rituals and ceremonies that mark special times and that are passed on to us by those who have come before. Just like with the fading of the pickle tradition, we find in our own lives that both consciously and unconsciously, our relationship with traditions change. This is especially true with religious traditions. We live in a time when nearly half of American adults have left the faith tradition of their childhoods. The vast majority, nearly 90%, in fact, of Unitarian Universalists are what is called come-inners or converts from other faith backgrounds. I count myself amongst the ranks of the converts. And we, even those of us who were raised Unitarian Universalist, often take pride in leaving behind old, stale traditions. We praise ourselves for the exercise of our freedom of conscience and of our ability to choose. We pat ourselves on the back for being free enough to part with those ways of thinking and believing that no longer serve us. Most often in our history, this pride has come from breaking with traditional beliefs, from Michael Servetus to Margaret Fuller to Ralph Waldo Emerson and Olympia Brown. Our religious history is filled with heretics, in the best sense of the word, who challenged and let go of traditions and traditional beliefs that they found to be untrue. We each can likely share similar stories of rejecting some tradition in favor of a more relevant truth. My own religious story includes letting go of past traditions and remaking a religious and spiritual life based on truths that I have claimed for myself. As many of you know, I was raised Roman Catholic and went to Catholic schools from kindergarten all the way up through high school. And it was about that time, leaving high school and entering college, that I began to question those religious beliefs I had been taught from a young age, and to explore other ideas of God, of Jesus, of whether and how we are saved. My family, both immediate and extended, are still very much Catholic. Besides a distant cousin who left Catholicism for an evangelical Christian tradition, I'm the only member of my family that I know of who has left the religious fold. And while I share to some degree the Unitarian Universalist pride in exercising my freedom of religious choice, I will admit it has not always been an easy path for me into our religious tradition. Like any other new UU, I have had to learn a whole new set of symbols, like the chalice, rituals like the sharing of joys and concerns, and language like seven principles. And I have had to discover and articulate more clearly what it is I believe against this backdrop of an entirely new religious faith. Once we've made that conscious decision to adopt a new religious tradition, we might think that the rest of the journey is easy. I mean, in my own case, I stand before you as a recently fellowshipped Unitarian Universalist minister. So I have not only found my way into this faith tradition, but found my way somehow into it as a religious leader. Yet the truth is that letting go of the old for the new has not been an easy journey with a finite end, but one of continual and at times challenging transformation. In our reading this morning, Jesus uses the metaphor of wine and wineskins to respond to concerns about the keeping of religious rituals. Some want to know why his followers are not keeping up the tradition of fasting. And as Jesus so often does in these stories, he responds with a parable. For centuries in the wine-producing region of ancient Israel, wine would be poured into containers made from the skins of animals for storage and for transport. And wine that was poured into these containers, and for some time, these wineskins would become harder and more brittle if used over time, and wine that was poured into those older containers would only cause the skins to burst as the wine continued to ferment within them. So, as Jesus said, new wine required new wineskins to safely contain it. For me, this image of the new, fresh wineskin replacing the older, more brittle container is like the spiritual transformation that occurs within us as we continually let go of old ways and adopt new ones. If the skin isn't ready, the wine can break it. But a wineskin that is ready can easily hold the new wine. Just like the new wineskin, when new wine is poured into it, we too grow and stretch with new ways of being and doing. But how is it that we grow and stretch as old traditions are replaced by the new? Some of you were here last weekend for the talk given by the Reverend Dr. Paul Raiser as part of the Racial Justice Conference. In that talk, he said that when we adopt a tradition, part of what we do is adopt its history and its story. We are not just jumping in and moving forward with the tradition in its present form. We also are inviting its past history and story to shape us. So an essential spiritual task for us in adopting or recommitting to Unitarian Universalism is grappling with the question of how we also adopt its history and its story as our own. For those of us who were raised in this faith tradition, the task is still relevant. How do we continue to choose to identify with the history and the story of Unitarian Universalism amidst all of the choices we might make? And I like how Raiser frames this spiritual task and would add to it and say that when we adopt a tradition, we adopt its history, its story, and its people. A new tradition brings with it new relationships and a new sense of belonging. Engaging with tradition is a spiritual practice that deepens our faith by not only clarifying what we believe, but by putting us in touch with a sense of belonging. Traditions tie us to a particular group of people, whether it is our family, a group of friends, or a faith community. They are behaviors and rituals tied to community. And when we let go of a tradition, we sever a tie to a group of people. And when we adopt a new tradition, we forge new connections. In grappling with and adopting a new tradition, we also discover where and with whom we belong. For those of us coming into Unitarian Universalism from some other religious tradition, this can be a difficult task. I know there are many like me who still struggle to find that bridge that will take them from the place of their old traditions and old communities into this new and unknown faith. For my part, I have not let go entirely of all the traditions of my religious upbringing. When I'm home for Christmas, I still look forward to our Christmas Eve tradition of staying up late and eating hot bowls of this special Filipino chicken soup and going to the midnight Christmas Eve service. Or when someone in the family dies, I still sit for the litany of prayers that are recited 9 days in a row as a way of mourning that person's passing. And as a former Catholic, Unitarian, Universalist, daughter of Filipino immigrants, I look for ways that this faith tradition can speak to who I am now and where I have journeyed from. Going back to the metaphor of the parable, we are still creating or finding that new wineskin that can contain the new traditions we have come to adopt and that might also have room for integrating the old traditions as well. So how do we integrate both the new wine of traditions and also the new wineskins of our transformed selves? I believe it starts with the recognition that claiming a tradition is as much about claiming a community as it is about claiming a set of beliefs. Adopting the history and story of Unitarian Universalism is a faith commitment, and it is one we do in community, together. Each time we gather for worship, for our celebration of life, we are creating the story of Unitarian Universalism now and for the future, and we are also saying yes to its past. Each time we gather to share a meal of Italian dinner or Passover Seder here at USG, we forge new bonds with each other in this community. Each time we gather to speak out against injustice, we transform our world with new possibility. Together, we form new traditions and live into new ways of belonging. May we do so with openness and with courage, building bridges for and with one another. Amen.